trying to censor your experience. I'm not going to be so willing to open up to you and create a space for you because you're going to try to steal it as opposed to being a part of it.
Jeff Bosser talked with Terrell Starr about his experiences dealing with what he called overt racism while studying in Ukraine. The former U of I grad student and intern at WYLL is now a senior editor at Alternet in New York City. You can find a link to his Washington Post piece at our website, will.illinois.edu.
Tickets are now on sale for the March 10th All-Day Ag Outlook meeting at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. The cost is $25 and includes a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. Sue Martin will deliver a keynote. Murray Wise will give us his projections for land values in 2015. And we'll have panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. And we may have a surprise or two along the way. Call for your tickets at 217-333-7300. That's 217-333-7300. Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. China's yuan fell sharply today to its weakest level in 7 months, pushed lower by the central bank as Beijing adds to a host of measures aimed at spurring growth. China's move comes as many other large economies seek to boost growth with weaker currencies. For China, a weaker currency should help two key elements of the world's second biggest economy, exports and inflation. Deere & Company says it will lay off about 910 workers indefinitely from factories, mostly in Iowa, and sideline another 500 employees in Illinois until late summer, as the agricultural equipment maker continues its adjustment to demand for its products. The Moline, Illinois company also says that it is adding 220 jobs at construction and forestry factories in Iowa. AgriConsult has lowered its Brazilian soybean forecast by 800,000 metric tons to 93.9 million metric tons. That due to, in January, broad eastern strips of the Brazilian grain belt needing rain, especially in northeastern states of Bahia, as well as in the southeastern state of Minas Gerais and parts of Goiás. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading at 17,548, is down 40 points. The NASDAQ, 4,253, down 13. The S&P 500, 2,039, down almost 5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. We have a little snow in Ohio. We have a little snow in eastern Iowa, northward into Wisconsin, but everybody in between is enjoying some cold conditions this morning, but not much in the way of precipitation. It's mostly sunny. Northern Indiana and portions of northeastern Illinois and pockets, I suppose, up into Michigan. Those areas are all running in the teens here this morning, teens and lower 20s. Kind of nippy, but it's a short little pocket of cold air, and it's going to be moving eastward on out of the region fairly quickly. But this cold pool and the snow that you're seeing in portions of Ohio and Pennsylvania this morning is all part of that nor'easter that you've heard so much about over the weekend. The storm is going to be powerful. It's going to have a big impact on New England. Anywhere from 20 to 32 inches of snow will occur from Connecticut and parts of Rhode Island northward into portions of Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. In the meantime, we will experience some cool conditions across the eastern Midwest, but actually our weather is going to start becoming a little more unsettled with a frequent disturbance pattern expected to work its way through the region as we go across this next full week. The first little disturbance that I already mentioned up in parts of Wisconsin and eastern Iowa will be moving southeastward today and move across most of the Midwest. We'll likely see the precipitation diminish, though, as it moves eastward, mainly because of the big storm on the East Coast. It will actually be robbing the energy from this first disturbance coming into our region. So with that said, a dusting to maybe an inch or so of snow may occur in a couple of spots in the upper Midwest, but nobody else will see much in the way of meaningful precipitation from this little disturbance today. We will have a second system coming across the region late Wednesday night into Thursday. This one will hold together a little bit better. We'll see snowfall across the region from Minnesota to Michigan and northern Ohio, and that will also have a little wintry mix perhaps for southern Indiana and southern Ohio, as well as a few spots in Illinois. Not expecting the moisture content to be very high, but there's a slight chance we may have a little bit of travel delay occurring as we get into Thursday morning as that system comes across the region. Snow will accumulate 2 or 3 inches across the Great Lakes region with that event. A larger system may start to influence the Midwest as we get into a Saturday and Sunday this week. That storm system will actually occur as colder air tries to pool into the region from the north. It's also going to occur simultaneously as another southern plains storm system moves into the Delta and the lower parts of the Midwest. Two systems will work together. We may end up with a little more organized snowfall across parts of the Midwest. We'll watch that closely. It's a little too soon for us to get very specific about this, that particular event. But I did mention the southern plains will see more precipitation. If you recall last week, significant rain and snow fell in parts of Oklahoma, Texas, southeastern Colorado, and a few areas in southwestern Kansas. Those areas are all going to see additional precipitation Thursday night into Saturday, further improving the drought conditions in the southern plains. So that'll be good for them. Down South America, we are going to see status quo this week. Most areas in Brazil will see rain at one time or another. However, those dry northeastern areas that Dave just talked about, Bahia, Minas Gerais, and portions of Espírito Santo, will all continue to be quite dry as we go forward through this week. Everybody else will see rain at one time or another, and sufficient amounts will occur to maintain a very good production outlook for the rest of the country. Argentina will see a good mix of rain and sunshine over the next week to 10 days. However, temperatures will be very warm to hot at times, a lot of 90s and some lower 100-degree highs coming up. That will cause some strong evaporation rates, and we'll probably see net drying even though we've got a good distribution of rainfall. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat, 563 and three quarters, down a quarter. Soft March wheat, 530 and a quarter, up a quarter. March corn, 385, now 384 and three quarters, down two. July, $4 and a half, down two and a quarter. December, 415, down two and a quarter. March soybeans, 976, up three and a quarter. July, 988 and a quarter, up three. November, 982 and a quarter, up two and one half. March soybean meal, 335.60, up 410. March soybean oil, 31.30, down 30. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. I actually want to start on the livestock side a little bit this morning, Aaron, because the market was sharply down on Friday, and then we got the cattle on feed report, which said December placements down about 8% year over year, and the marketing's in December down 5% from a year ago. Well, do you think this is going to stop the bleeding when the market opens this morning?
Yeah, I think some of the deferred months could see a little bit of strength here this morning. Unfortunately, like the grains, we just don't have that overnight session to kind of give us a little guide here as we start the week, Dave. But yeah, with those marketings and, I mean, excuse me, with those placements where they were, I think we'll see a little strength here, at least on the opening. I guess we'll see whether or not it's a bullish response or not, but should get a little help at least to get started the week out, Dave.
I'm going to turn our attention then to the grains, which they've been pretty muted today.
Yeah, it's really been pretty quiet. It, you know, a lot of this is a kind of spillover from last week. We did see March beans hold last Friday's low at 967, getting a little bounce out of that right now. You know, kind of building off of what Drew was talking about, still a few areas are just a touch dry. I mean, overall, don't expect a lot of change in production in South America. Still going to be plenty of beans to harvest here as we move through the next few weeks, but do get a little bounce out of that. there's just not much on the corn and wheat side here this morning, Dave. The dollar was higher earlier. That's kind of hampered the commodities here the last couple weeks here when we really don't have a whole lot of other news to talk about. So we're going to kind of be down to just the weekly demand reports, inspections today, ethanol on Wednesday, export sales on Thursday. Those are kind of going to be the drivers here. And typically, there's not enough in those reports to really move the market just too much. We're kind of approaching that time frame, Dave, where we just have a lack of news and markets just kind of drift a little bit.
We did have in the oil market their OPEC secretary saying today that with the prices between 45 and 55, he says, well, maybe that's low enough for now.
Yeah, that got a little bounce to the market. Crude did bounce here a little bit after those comments, but now drifting back lower here again, down 25 to 30 cents here. So, you know, crude just continuing to have issues kind of getting much of a rally going. And, you know, probably for the corn market, that's also considered a little bit of a negative with unleaded prices continuing to kind of drift lower, too, and how that affects ethanol margins here as we move forward, Dave. So probably some question marks for, you know, the ethanol industry here as we move into the spring.
Thank you much, Aaron.
Good day.
That's Aaron Curtis of Midco, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. March corn trading 384 and three quarters, down two. July, $4 and a quarter, down two and a half. December at 415, down two and a quarter. March soybeans, 976, up three and a half. July, 989, up three and three quarters. November at 962 and a quarter, up two and a half. March soybean meals, 336.50, up $5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 901 Central Time.